The Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library's newsletter for spring 2015. Read by Barbara Drum Sullivan. News Lion. Events for adults. We are happy to offer you special events this quarter. We hope you will be able to join us on site here at the Andrew High School Library for some new, interesting programs and performances. You will also note special trainings in other boroughs. To arrange for transportation to the library, contact AccessoRide at 877-337-2017, toll-free, from area codes 212-718-347-516-631-646-914 and 845. From other area codes, dial 718-393-4999. Customers who are deaf or hard of hearing can use their preferred relay service or the free 711 service relay. If you can't make it in person, but would be interested in listening via Skype to future events, please let us know. Also, note that we have an especially important survey this quarter. We look forward to your answer. A celebration of Louis Armstrong. Tuesday, May 5th, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Don't miss this presentation of highlights from the Louis Armstrong House Museum Collection, presented by the museum's archivist, Ricky Riccardi. Throughout his storied career, Louis Armstrong entertained countless fans around the world on stage with his show-stopping live performances. But offstage, Armstrong was dedicated to documenting the story of his life, writing autobiographical stories, recording reel-to-reel tapes, designing collages, annotating photographs, and compiling scrapbooks, doing so for posterity. Come, hear selections from Satchmo's home recordings and learn more about the greatest jazz man of all time. Fine and Dandy, The Ladies of Tin Pan Alley, May 16th, 2 p.m. This program highlights the music and lyrics of the women who made major contributions to this incredibly fruitful era of songwriting. Informational tidbits are intertwined with tuneful favorites by Kay Swift, Can't We Be Friends, Dana Suess, You Ought to Be in Pictures, Anne Ronell, Willow Weep for Me, Dorothy Fields, The Sunny Side of the Street, and many more. Harriet Tubman herself, Saturday, June 20th at 2 p.m. Christine Dixon will be performing Harriet Tubman Herself, a one-woman show based on a series of interviews Harriet gave in 1868 to New York Sunday school teacher and writer of Scenes from the Life and Times of Harriet Tubman Herself, Sarah Bradford. Christine wants to share with her audience the essence of Ms. Tubman and would like people to remember that she was a real woman who was fighting a real cause. Stick around after the performance for a question and answer session and meet and greet. Citizens Advisory Council Meeting, Saturday, April 11 at 11 a.m. If you'd like to show support for the library, learn about services and programs, provide feedback, and meet staff, please come to the Citizens Advisory Council meeting. All ideas and opinions welcomed and refreshments served. The next Citizens Advisory Council meeting will be on Saturday, June 6th at 11 a.m. Book Discussion Group. Saturday, April 18th, 10:30 a.m. DB76746, Orphan Train. And Saturday, June 20th, 10:30 a.m., DB71989, Room, a novel by Emma Donahue. Foundation Fighting Blindness Support Group, Saturday, April 25th, 10:30 a.m. Art for a Lifetime, Storytelling Workshops. 8 Wednesdays, starting April 22nd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Call to register to participate. Everyone is invited to join us for the final performance, June 13th at 2 p.m. Gatewave Gathering, Saturday, April 25th, 1:30 to 3 p.m. Learn about Gatewave, New York's free audio service for blind and visually impaired listeners. Join us for free pizza and soft drinks, and let us know what kind of programming you'd like to hear. The program is free, but if possible, please RSVP at 646-202-1049 or info@gatewave.org. See for Yourself 2015, a free Long Island assistive technology and resource fair for people who are blind or visually impaired, Friday, May 15th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Suffolk Cooperative Library System in Bellport, New York. The Suffolk Cooperative Library System Outreach Services Department invites you to join us for an exciting day of discovery and hands-on demonstrations. The fair also offers visitors the opportunity to learn about programs and services that are specifically designed for their needs, such as emergency evacuation resources, eye care services, and daily living devices. Light refreshments will be served. Some of this year's exhibitors include Helen Keller Services for the Blind, Viz Ability Tech, Enhanced Vision Systems, Freedom Scientific, PSEG, a certified Apple trainer, and much more. If you have questions about the fair, would like to request an accommodation, or would like to get directions, please contact the Outreach Services Department at 631-286-1600. We do not provide transportation, but can tell you about options. Grant Writing Basics with expert Dawn Suvino, May 9th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Do you work for a nonprofit organization? Would you like to contribute to the development process? Maybe you'd just like to gain a better understanding of how donor relations and funding opportunities work. Even if you're simply interested in improving your research and writing skills, this workshop's for you. Join us and learn how to craft a proposal that will impress and persuade your target audience. Our presenter, Dawn Suvino, has had 20-plus years of experience writing, reviewing, and administering grants-funded projects. In this workshop, she will share her expertise, offer tips and resources. Please register at 212-621-0627 or email chanceyfleet@nypl.org. Arrangements can be made to participate remotely using Skype or Hangouts. Braille Study Group. This biweekly gathering will include volunteers who can help you with your Braille self-study plan and assignments, staff who can recommend high and low-tech strategies for taking your Braille proficiency to the next level, Braille games and activities to help you put your skills into practice, and the opportunity to network with other Braille learners. This study group is open to blind and sighted learners alike and is designed to complement your studies at a school, agency, online, or on your own. If you're not sure where to go to start learning Braille, volunteers and staff can advise you about your options. To register, please call 212-621-0627 or email chanceyfleet@nypl.org. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to noon, April 9th, May 7th, June 4th. Thursdays, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th. Children's Calendar. Bilingual Birdies, Spanish. Wednesdays, March 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th at 3 p.m. This program replaces our children's read-aloud programming during the month of March. Bilingual Birdies is a Spanish and live music program for children ages 0 to 5 years old with a parent caregiver. The bilingual musicians teach through live music, movement, puppetry, and games. Each session ends with a lively bubble dance party. Children learn basic vocabulary and short phrases while playing with instruments and fun props. The library storytime program will be taking a break during the month of April while we make it even better. Music Hour with Julie Stepanek. Wednesday, April 15th at 3:30 p.m. A one-hour program featuring original and classic kids' songs. Audience participation encouraged. Instruments provided. Tie-in to books and nursery rhymes utilized when possible. This program also encourages an appreciation for libraries and the role they can play in our communities. For children ages 3 and older. New and improved Children's Read Aloud. Wednesdays, May 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th at 3 p.m. Children, accompanied by a favorite adult, will enjoy songs, finger plays, and books. Storytime will help your child develop key pre-literacy skills while interacting with other children their age. Ages 0 to 4 welcome. Technology Coaching at the Library. Are you interested in learning to use a computer with screen magnification or screen reading software? Would you like to learn how to use an iPhone or iPad to read books, take notes, and manage your calendar? Do you aspire to be more effective at finding information online? The library offers small group workshops and individualized consultations on a range of technology and information literacy topics. You'll find a selection of what we offer below, but please call or email to inquire about additional small group trainings that may be organized as patrons request them. Call 212-621-0627 or email chanceyfleet@nypl.org to register for all workshops so that we may anticipate the size and particular needs of each group. Registration is always free. BARD in your borough. Do you need help with our BARD, Braille Audio and Reading Download Service? Do you have general questions about assistive technology? Meet with a member of our assistive technology team at an NYPL branch in Staten Island or the Bronx for a one-on-one literacy and technology consultation. To register, please call 212-621-0627. Consultations are by appointment only and will be scheduled for the following dates. Bronx Library Center, April 17th, between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. St. George Library, Staten Island, May 14th, between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Literacy Consultations. Would you like to sign up for our Braille Audio and Reading Download Service, BARD, the NFB Newsline Newspaper and Magazine Program, Bookshare's Digital Library, the Learning Ally collection of textbooks, or an NYPL library card? We can help. Please call for a one-on-one appointment, which will give you the opportunity to learn about and sign up for literacy resources in one convenient location. Computer Support Clinic, every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Volunteer tutors are available to assist new and experienced computer users. You'll be able to get help with email, blogging, downloading audiobooks, learning accessible computer games, using the web, using accessibility software, and more. The tutors read with Braille and print, use text-to-speech technology, and speak a variety of languages. The clinic takes place in the second floor computer lab. Assistive Technology Workshop Calendar. Registration is required for all workshops. To register, please email chanceyfleet@nypl.org or call 212-621-0627. Getting Started with Google Apps, Short Course. Google's free tools for word processing, calendar management, and business communications are available on almost any computer, tablet, or smartphone, but the usability of these apps varies widely depending on which operating system, screen reader, and browser you use, and how much you know about how your screen reader interacts with apps. This series of workshops will teach you which combinations of technology work best for accessing apps, how to use keyboard commands to work in apps efficiently, and how to use the key features of apps. If you'd like to participate remotely via Skype or Hangouts, let us know when registering and we'll make arrangements. This course meets on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as follows. Overview of Google Apps with Screen Readers and Intro to Gmail, April 18th. Discover what this web-based suite of applications can do and discuss situations where working with Google Apps could be preferable to using traditional productivity software. Learn about the accessibility of Gmail, Calendar, Groups, Hangouts, and Docs on iOS, PC, iOS, and Android. Get to know Google's own screen reader for the web. Find out where to go online to learn about apps accessibility and report accessibility issues. Learn how to use the web-based version of Gmail using your screen reader. Discover techniques for quickly creating, sending, replying to, and forwarding messages, selecting multiple messages for action, and handling attachments. Explore the advantages of using Gmail with a desktop client or mobile app. Hangouts, Groups, and Calendar, May 16th. Learn how to communicate with your friends, family, or team using text, video, and voice chat, and stay on top of plans and projects with the Google Calendar app and Groups messaging system. Find out how to position a webcam and microphone, invite participants to a Hangout, share your screen, and use Hangouts to make free domestic phone calls. Discover keyboard commands for quick and easy searching, reading, and posting in Google Groups and events management in Calendar. Reading, Writing, and Collaboration with Google Docs, June 20th. Discover how to store, search, and receive your files from anywhere, share your work with friends and colleagues, create, name, and format a document, check your formatting and spelling, and send your document to someone who doesn't use Google Apps. Find out how to structure your document so it's easy to navigate and understand. Learn how to make revisions and suggestions, and explore how comments and real-time collaboration can help you work with friends or colleagues on a document. VoiceOver and iOS for Beginners Short Course with guest expert Ed Plumacker. Patrons are asked to sign up for the entire series, which will orient you to your iOS device, from unboxing to getting online, communicating, and organizing your schedule and notes. This course will run on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. When registering, please let us know whether you'll be bringing your own device or borrowing one of ours. Dates are as follows. April 21st, Hardware, Gestures, and the Phone App. May 5th, Typing, Editing, and Notes. May 19th, Contacts and Mail. June 2nd, Messages, Calendar, and Reminders. June 16th, Going Online with Safari. June 30th, Settings, the App Store, and Review. Bard Orientations. Learn how to download Bard books with confidence using your Mac, PC, iOS device, or personal book player. This monthly orientation to the Braille and audio reading download service will help you set up or restore a Bard account, browse or search for books, magazines, and musical scores, and download material for reading on a digital talking book machine or mobile device. Dates and times are as follows. April 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. May 19th, 2 to 4 p.m. June 6th, 12 to 2 p.m. after CAC meeting. Siri and Dictation for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, April 7th, 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. You can use your voice to compose emails, search the web, set reminders, and do much more. During this workshop, you will learn how to dictate text effectively, ask Siri the right questions, set reminders and alarms, make calculations and check dates, search for information on the web. iOS and Android Apps for Independence, April 16th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. This discussion-based workshop will explore free and low-cost apps that make life easier or just more fun for people with vision loss. We encourage you to bring your iOS device and prepare to talk for a minute or two about your favorite app. We'll cover apps that magnify images, describe what's in front of the camera, read text and labels, identify currency, and more. Intro to Facebook, April 25th, 1 to 3 p.m. Explore one of the largest social networking websites in existence. You will learn what it is and how you can use it to connect and share with family and friends. Patrons with questions about using Facebook on particular devices are invited to stay after the workshop to consult with our coaches. If you would like to participate remotely via Skype or Hangouts, let us know and we'll make arrangements. On the Move, April 30th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This workshop will introduce you to online tools to help you select a destination, get where you're going, and be in the know once you arrive. We'll cover hop-stop transit directions, Google Business Search, finding menus and retail information online, contacting businesses to arrange assistance, and finding out about accessible cultural happenings. Make your PC talk for free with NVDA, May 14th, 2 to 4:30 p.m. Non-Visual Desktop Access, NVDA, is a free and powerful screen reader that can provide users with low or no vision with complete access to a Windows computer. This workshop will provide you with the opportunity to install NVDA on your laptop or try it on one of ours. You'll learn how to set NVDA voice and keyboard settings, hear what's under the mouse, read and edit text, navigate Windows desktop and menus, move among programs, and work with popular applications. Introduction to Assistive Technology for Spanish Speakers, May 16th, 1 to 3 p.m. Are you a Spanish speaker with a visual impairment? Are you interested in accessible technology for reading, writing, communicating with family and friends, and going online? Would you like to learn more about social media, resources for job seekers, and accessible cultural events? This workshop aims to expose Spanish speakers to available resources in their language. Join us for a group discussion and demonstration. If you would like to participate remotely via Skype or Hangouts, let us know and we'll make arrangements. Siri and Dictation for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, May 26th, 12 to 2 p.m. You can use your voice to compose emails, search the web, set reminders, and do much more. During this workshop, you will learn how to dictate text effectively, ask Siri the right questions, set reminders and alarms, make calculations and check dates, and search for information online. iOS and Android apps for independence. June 6th, 10 to 11 a.m., before CAC meeting. This discussion-based workshop will explore free and low-cost apps that make life easier or just more fun for people with vision loss. We encourage you to bring your iOS device and prepare to talk for a minute or two about your favorite app. We'll cover apps that magnify images, describe what's in front of the camera, read text and labels, identify currency, and more. Android Accessibility Basics, June 9th. Set up for patrons who need help turning accessibility on for their own devices will take place at 4:30 p.m. The lecture and discussion part of the workshop will run from 5:15 to 6:45 p.m. Android tablets and phones include accessibility features for people who are blind, have low vision, or have other disabilities. You'll learn about what accessibility features are available on different versions of Android, how to enable and use settings for magnification and speech feedback, and where to go online to learn more about using Android accessibility features. This workshop will be demonstration-based, but you are welcome to bring your own device, if you have one. If you'd like to participate remotely via Skype or Hangouts, let us know when registering and we'll make arrangements. Getting more from Google, June 16th, 2 to 4 p.m. Do you want to use Google more effectively to find businesses, directions, weather, definitions, and facts? Do you get overwhelmed by irrelevant search results when you try to Google for answers? Would you like to make your searches more efficient and effective? This is the workshop you've been searching for. iOS with keyboards and Braille displays, June 23rd, 3 to 5 p.m. Learn how to pair your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad with a Bluetooth keyboard or Braille display for faster writing, reading, and navigation. You'll learn how to pair Bluetooth devices, what to consider when purchasing a Bluetooth device, and how to use keyboard and Braille commands to control iOS and VoiceOver. Computer Support Clinic, every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Volunteer tutors are available to assist new and experienced computer users. You'll be able to get help with email, blogging, downloading audiobooks, learning accessible computer games, using the web, using accessibility software, and more. The tutors read with Braille and print, use text-to-speech technology, and speak a variety of languages. The clinic takes place in the second-floor computer lab. Holiday closings. The library will be closed for the following holidays: Saturday, May 23rd, to Monday, May 25th, for Memorial Day; Saturday, July 4th, for Independence Day. On days we are closed, you may still leave a telephone message or email us, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible after the holidays. You can leave us book requests, too. Our current hours of telephone service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our current hours of on-site service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. End of newsletter. This newsletter was recorded in the studios of the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library, March 2015.